Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you all the glory, honor, and adoration. We give you praise, and we give you worship. We declare to the whole world that there is no God like you, and there is none beside you. You are the only God that we know. You are the owner of the entire universe. You created all things by the word of your power. And you have sustained all things, even by the word of your power. May your name be praised and may your name be worshipped. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for the gift of life and the privilege of coming before your presence on Mount Zion. For you have declared that Mount Zion is your throne. Mount Zion is your dwelling. And you say, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and your people shall possess their possession. It shall be a holy place, O Lord. Therefore, those who dwell in Mount Zion dwell in your presence. And this morning, we give you the praise, O Lord, that in our midst, in our company on this mountain, are innumerable company of angels who are taking our requests to heaven and bringing answers to us, O Lord. We dwell in the midst of the sprinkled blood that is speaking a better word of our lives, better than any evil blood. We dwell in the presence of just the spirit of just men being made perfect. We are in the company, even of Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, O God, that we are in the heavenly Jerusalem. Our atmosphere and the presence where we abide in this fellowship this morning is heavenly. We are experiencing heaven on earth, O Lord. And Father, for all this that you've done for us, we say, may your name be praised. We glorify you, O Lord. Speak to us your word. Share with us your engrafted word, your transforming word, your revealing word. Speak by your spirit only. And Lord, let our hearts be open to receive your word. And even as we petition you, God, from Mount Zion, may you hear us. And today, may you meet us at the point of our need. We bless you. We thank you for a day like this, for a time like this, for an hour like this. And may your name be exalted forever. Beloved of the Lord, you are welcome to Mount Zion, the prayer platform of PRWC Atomic, the creation of Jehovah, a place God meet us every morning and meet us on Saturdays at the PRWC Atomic and confer his blessings upon us. This week, we have been considering the grace of God, abundant grace of God, and also the gift of righteousness, which the Bible declares in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, that we have received. And because of that, we will reign in life. The whole man, the team, the Lord has granted us and given us that we are reigning in life. And indeed, everyone under the sound of my voice is reigning. By your connection to Mount Zion, the Lord has enabled you and will forever enable you to reign in this life. You've been put in charge. You are exercising your authority and dominion. You've been born into the kingship of Jehovah, the royal family. And you have been conferred the right and the privilege and the authority to reign. Therefore, reign in this life. Yesterday, the Lord was so merciful unto us, and he shared with us the gift of righteousness. We did the part one, where the Lord opened our eyes to understand that in the Old Testament, to be righteous means to fully obey and follow all the laws of Jehovah God. And if a man falls foul with any of the law, he need to pacify God by offering sacrifices or go through the punishment that is prescribed in association with the law. We also learn that in the New Testament, righteousness that come by faith have been revealed unto man. It is from faith from first to last, meaning it is all based on our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, who has fully and completely obeyed the law of God and has imputed it unto us, the gift of righteousness. Today we want to continue to study about righteousness. This will be the final lesson on righteousness for now in relation to our right to reign even in this life. Hallelujah. Beloved, if you read Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 to 14, the writer of Hebrews discusses the subject of righteousness. And he says he makes it so important a subject that if a man in Christ is not acquainted with righteousness, the topic and the teaching of righteousness, then that person is not matured. That person is an infant. It tells us that righteousness is a key doctrine that we need to grasp. We need to understand the fact that Jesus Christ, by his finished work on Calvary, has really purchased for us God's righteousness. We have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that grants us the boldness and the courage to come before God as one having a right standing with him, and also having received the enablement to do right and to live right. Hallelujah. So Hebrews 5 from 11 to 14 says that we have much to say about this. But it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word over and over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, listen to this, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. This is a sad statement. The writer of Hebrews says that those who are infant in the Lord, they cannot grasp, come to terms of the fact that Christ has made them righteous, in that they can stand before God without any guilt, and that they now have a right standing with God. They now have a good relationship with God, and they have been empowered to live right. You see, it takes the mature in Christ to understand these teachings. And when one has not come to terms with it, that person is an infant. He can't eat solid food. He lives on milk. He lives on elementary things. Hallelujah. The fact the writer of Hebrews wants to drive home is that we need to come to terms of this truth, that by the finished work of Christ on Calvary, he has made us, or God has made us his own righteousness. God has conferred the righteousness of Christ upon us. Anytime God looks at us, he sees Christ in us, and he sees us as righteous. It doesn't matter whether you sinned yesterday, he sees you as righteous. He sees Christ through you. Once you have sinned and confessed your sins, he still counts you as righteous. Hallelujah. And we also study that this righteousness imputation confers on us the responsibility to live right and to walk right. And beyond that, God has enabled us, he has granted us an ability to live right. Amen. I tell people, sinners are called sinners because that is who they are. Anybody who has not accepted Christ Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior is considered by God as a sinner. Some versions will call him the wicked. And they are called sinners because that is who they are, not that because they sin. Because they are sinners. The reason why they are sinners is because they are sinners. And the reason why they sin is because they are sinners. That is who they are. They have not received the nature of God, which is righteousness. They have not received the nature of Christ, which is righteousness. Hallelujah. So sinners sin because that is their nature. And the righteous are righteous because that is a nature. of God imparted to us because Christ has fully obeyed the law. Hallelujah. And this doctrine and this teaching, you need to grasp it. You need to understand who you are. Amen. You need to understand who you are. That is why when you sin, and the Bible says you confess, God forgives you. But a sinner, one who has not accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, when he sins and he confesses, he's still a sinner. Until he has accepted the finished work of Christ Jesus and has believed him as his Lord and Savior, that is why he crossed from the state of being a sinner into a state of being righteous. And for that matter, when he is righteous and he sins and he confesses, God forgives him. Amen. Until the sinner confesses Christ Jesus as his Lord and Savior and have believed in his finished work on Calvary and has appropriated that work into his life, he has not crossed over into righteousness and is therefore a sinner. And the teacher of Hebrews is showing that if this kind of teachings and doctrines have not been understood and taken advantage of, then we live as infants. We still need milk. We cannot grasp the hard things and the hard truths of God. And walking not in this consciousness, if you're a Christian, makes you a weak Christian. You need to understand your position. God has made you the righteousness of Christ, the righteousness of God, even in Christ Jesus. Accept that position and walk in righteousness. And walk with all confidence. Don't let the consciousness of guilt, the sin you did 2,000 years ago, the sins you committed some 5 years ago before you came to Christ, don't let them haunt you. Accept the fact that he has made you his righteousness, even in Christ Jesus. And move on. And walk right. And live in this right relationship with Jehovah God. This truth is very important. And you want to build on that. Hallelujah. To reign in life. Meaning to reign as a king. The Psalm 89 verse 14 declares that righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. You see, the kind of throne we have inherited, which makes a king and queens, the Bible says the foundation of that throne is righteousness and justice. So without this righteousness, you cannot inherit this throne. And that is important, that Jesus had to give us two things, abundant grace and also the gift of righteousness. For by this righteousness, you can inherit the throne. It is the foundation of our Father's throne. The throne of God is righteousness and justice. Hallelujah. This morning may you receive this throne whose foundation is righteousness and justice. And may the righteousness that be imputed unto you enable you to be firmly enthroned on this throne. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16:15 declares that kings detest wrongdoing. For a throne is established through righteousness. The king and the queen that the Lord has conferred upon you must cause you to detest wrongdoing, because your throne is established in righteousness. Without righteousness, you cannot reign. This morning, may your throne be established through righteousness. May the righteousness that God has conferred upon you by your faith in Christ Jesus establish your throne forever. And as you exercise righteousness, walk in righteousness, live right, and live in the right relationship with God, may your throne be established both now and forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalm 45 verse 7 declares, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. You love righteousness. As you continue to love righteousness, the righteousness that has been imputed into you, and as you love it, and you begin to exercise and walk in righteousness. The Bible says, the Lord your God will set you above all your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. So walking in righteousness is important. It enables your Father to set you above, set your throne above all, make you the king above all, the queen above all, enable you to reign above all. Hallelujah. Love righteousness, hate wickedness, walk in righteousness. Let there be an expression and a manifestation of your righteousness position, that which has been imputed into you through your faith in Christ Jesus. And as you continue to live in righteousness, the Lord will set you far above your companions. May the Lord set you far above your companions, far above your competitors, far above your compatriots, because of his imputed righteousness and because you are walking in righteousness. This morning, receive your elevation by the power of righteousness, by your life of righteousness. Mihasulabra ando sataya. Kaliha kulaba andos idia akambo kuto ati ali. Libra andos itik yahaku lebre kalu hasulabra andos yanahanti. Psalm 112 verse 9 declares that they have freely scattered their gift to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. When you do the acts of righteousness, which includes scattering your gift abroad to the poor, when you give to the poor, it's an act of righteousness, it's an expression of your righteous life. When you give to the needy, the Bible says, when you continue to do that, your righteousness will endure. And the Lord will lift up your horn high in honor. Ma sholebre endi kataya. He will lift up your head. He will lift up your horn. The horn signifies your level of strength. He will lift up your dignity. He will lift up your throne high in honor. Even as you walk and abide in righteousness and do righteous acts such as giving to the poor, may the Lord lift your horn high in honor as you conduct righteous acts and live righteously. Hallelujah. Mashila andikati aliyah. Proverbs 11:4 says, righteousness will deliver you from death. Righteousness will deliver you from traps set against you. Righteousness will cause you to reign over death. It says, wealth is worthless in the day of trouble, in the day of wrath. Your money may not be able to save you, but righteousness delivers you from death. Hallelujah. Righteousness will cause you to reign over death. Amen. And may you reign over death through righteousness, even in the mighty name of Jesus. Proverbs 21:21 declares that whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. Whoever pursues righteousness and love will reign in life, will reign in prosperity, will reign in honor. Child of God, as you pursue righteousness, as you translate the imputation of righteousness upon your life into righteous living, as you exercise the responsibility to live right, the Bible says you reign in life, you reign in prosperity, you reign in honor. May this be your portion this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. May you pursue righteousness, and by that, may that enable you to reign in life. May you reign in prosperity, and may you reign in honor, in the mighty name of Jesus. Kila atulabra andosi ilia akada andosi. Our kingdom, in which we reign as kings and queens, is a kingdom of righteousness. In fact, the man that Abraham met, who is considered a type of Jesus Christ, the man called Melchizedek, his name means the king of righteousness. according to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2. He said, and Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. First, the name Melchizedek means king of righteousness. Then also king of Salem means king of peace. So our kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness. And we are kings and queens of righteousness after the order of Christ Jesus. Therefore, pursue righteousness. Therefore, exercise righteousness. Practice righteousness. Live right. And as you continue to walk in righteousness, your kingdom of righteousness and your kingship of righteousness shall be established after the order of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May you reign by the grace of God and by the gift of righteousness. Amen. A righteousness mindset and mentality, righteousness consciousness be your portion. May you walk in boldness and confidence that Jesus has fully purchased righteousness for you by his tetelestai work, by his full obedience of the law. For it is said that Jesus is the culmination of the law. He has fully obeyed. And God has conferred righteousness upon us. And by this righteousness we shall reign in life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ami akulebe kali asulabra ando sitaya. In the psalm, David declares by Psalm 18, verse 24, that the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. The Lord has rewarded me. As you reign in life through the gift of righteousness, you will encounter the rewards of the Lord. The Lord will reward you as a king and as a queen because of righteousness. May you be empowered and be enabled to live right before him. And by your act of right living and right standing, the Lord will reward you according to the cleanness of your hands in his sight, according to your work of righteousness. May you be rewarded this morning. May the Lord confer divine reward upon you by your acts of righteousness. Even in the mighty name of Jesus, ma shulebre indikatia, alima hasu. Shileba anda asila ando kutubre indiki yana handi hasu. Psalm 112 verse 1 and 3 say, blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endure forever. Their righteousness endure forever. If you obey the word of the Lord and walk in the fear of the Lord, walk in the righteousness of the Lord, walk a walk of righteousness. The Bible says your righteousness will endure forever. What does it mean? When your righteousness endures forever, your grace and your authority to reign endures forever. You will reign as a king and you reign as a queen in life, even by the power of righteousness. The Bible declares in Romans 5:17 that it is by the abundant grace and the gift of righteousness that we reign. So when your righteousness endures forever, it means your authority to reign also endures forever. You will be established forever as a king and a queen. And you will walk and live as such in Jesus' name. May your righteousness endure forever because of your fear of the Lord and because you delight in his command and you obey his word. Oh, Mashila Atila Atil Ali Akul Abra Andos Idia Akaya. Proverbs 11 verse 5 declares that the righteousness of the blameless makes their path straight, but the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness. This morning, as you walk in righteousness, may your path be straight. May every crookedness be straightened now. May no enemy be able to thwart and to twist your paths. May your path never be blocked because of your walk in righteousness, because of your act of righteousness. Mashulebre ende kaluha sulabra andaya. Halima asulabra ando sataya. Akila ando sima andi kalabra ando sina andi katua hasulabra andaya. May your path be straight because of your life of righteousness. because of your position of righteousness, may your path be straight. Your path will be straight. Nothing will limit you. Nothing will hinder you. You will reign in life by the grace of God and by the gift of righteousness. The way of the righteousness, Makula Brahando si idia ataya, the righteousness or the blameless, make their path straight. I decree that your path will be straight. Nothing will limit, nothing will stop you, nothing will make your path crooked, nothing will delay you. Oh, in this life, Mashulabra Ando Kataya. Proverbs 12:28 says that in the way of the righteous there is life. In the way of the righteous there is life. Romans says that by the gift of righteousness you will reign in life. Proverbs confirms that and say that in the way of the righteous there is life. Along that path, along the path of righteousness, there is immortality. Can you believe this? Along the path of righteous living, there is immortality. You will never die. When you live in righteousness, you will pass on to glory. Yes, you will leave this body. Yes, but you will leave this body and appear before the presence of God, where you will live forever. You will not experience the second death, total separation from God. You will have immortality. He says, the way of the righteous, there is life. There is life. You will reign in life. You will reign in life because of the gift of righteousness. The way of the righteous, there is life. Along that path of righteousness, there is immortality. May no power be able to cut short your life. May all the days allotted to you, may you fulfill because of righteousness that have been imputed to you by Christ Jesus. Because of righteousness that you have determined and purpose to walk and live right before God, may you experience life and experience immortality. Kalima Asula Brahando Kotos Ilia Akaya. And Proverbs 14, verse 34, finally declared that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people. Listen to this. When you study the Bible, open your heart. Okay? If righteousness exalts a nation, righteousness can also exalt a person. Righteousness can exalt a people. In fact, the second part of the scripture use people instead of a nation. So the point I want to make is that as you walk in this righteousness consciousness, the fact that Jesus has made you righteous by his finished work, and the fact that he has enabled you to also walk in righteousness and live righteously towards God and have a right standing before God. When you appropriate fully this promise and you operationalize it in your life, the Bible says it will exalt you. Your life of righteousness will put you ahead of all other people. That is what we mean by being exalted. Righteousness will promote you. It will lift you up. It will exalt you. Sin will condemn you, but righteousness will lift you up. That's why we need to take our responsibility to live right before God and to walk in righteousness seriously. For sin will condemn us. It is a reproach. It will bring us down. But righteousness and righteous life and righteous living and cherish and appropriating our right standing with God will exalt us. Beloved, may you be exalted. May you and your family be exalted because Jesus has made you righteous. And because you have purpose to live a righteous life, may it exalt you. May it lift your head. May it position you where you belong. May righteousness exalt you, child of God. May righteousness exalt you. Exalt to take you from where you are to where you belong. because you have purpose to believe in Christ Jesus, and you have purpose to live right before God. Begin to thank the Lord. This is where we bring the curtain down on the teaching of righteousness, the gift of righteousness that we have received, and that has made us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have a right standing before God. We are members of right standing. We have right relationship with Him. We are able to act upon His principles and put His details to work. We please Him by our walk in righteousness. And because of that, He has lifted us, put us ahead of all, established our throne. For His throne, the foundation of His throne is righteousness and justice. Child of God, begin to thank Him for the gift of righteousness. Begin to thank Him for His enablement that He has granted you by the finished work of Christ Jesus on the cross. His defeat of sin, He has enabled you to also walk in righteousness, so that you will reap all these benefits of righteousness that I have enumerated to you this morning. Begin to thank Him. Makula bra anto shiela hantia, apile beki yana hando siyana hanti, atole bre endi kalabra ando shina bra ande katabra ando sina bra ando sina andi, altima atula bra ando koto kali kata asula bra andi, alima asule bre endi, asheta ya asula bra ando kya, atiba laba laba ando kole beki ili atamba kuana hantia, asule bre endi katu. Alima naba hando sina andi asole be kalu koto shite kalia haku masula bra ando si ilia akaya. Father, we thank you, O God, for the blessing of righteousness which you have conferred unto us as we take our place as your righteousness in Christ Jesus, and as we walk in righteousness. Father, we thank you, O Lord, that your word declares that righteousness will exalt us. Your word also declares that, hey, in the paths of righteousness, we will have life and we will have immortality. Father, we also bless you, O God, that because of our righteousness, my God, our paths are made straight. Father, we bless you. Your word declares that those who fear you and walk in righteousness, wealth and riches are in their house, and their righteousness endure forever, and our throne endure forever, and our kingship endure forever. Oh Lord, we bless you, O God, for the gift of righteousness. Shalima asulabra andu sataya. The psalmist also declared that you will reward us according to your righteousness, because you have brought us to a righteous position by the finished work of Christ Jesus, and you have made us your righteousness. And because we are walking in righteousness and living in righteousness and not in sin, we have received reward from you, O Lord. We bless you, O God. Alima asina anda alibra ando kuana handisi yadia ako libre kalu koto shite asulabra anda hasu. Father, we thank you, Jesus, that you have set us above our companion by anointing our head with oil of joy, because we love righteousness, because we are living righteously, we are living in righteousness. You have anointed us and set us above our companion. We bless your name, O Lord, that you have established us as kings of righteousness. Our kingdom is the kingdom of righteousness. Our throne is the throne of righteousness. The foundation of our throne is righteousness. My God, your word declares that when we pursue righteousness, we will find love, we will find life, we will find prosperity, we will find honor. By our righteous living, we reign in life. We reign in prosperity and honor. And Father, we thank you, O God, and we bless your name. Alima asulabra andosia. We bless you because you have taught us by your word that righteousness will deliver us from death. You will reign over death by righteousness. Mashile indikati atula andaya. And we bless you forever that you have established us. And you said, your word declared that our righteousness will endure forever. And you have lifted our horn in honor, because our acts of righteousness, when we scatter our gift freely to the poor, when we offer acts of righteousness, your word declares, O Lord, that, hey, our righteousness will endure forever, and our home will be lifted in high. And Father, we bless you, and we give you all the glory. Alima asulabra andus idia akaya. Asheli idia aku. Libra aku libre indi katulabra andus yanahandi. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Hey, we give you praise, O Lord, for enabling us to walk in righteousness. We give you praise, O Lord, for conferring the righteousness of Christ Jesus upon us. You have imputed righteousness unto us. You call us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You have made us righteous by our faith in Christ Jesus, believing that when he lived righteously, he lived for us. When he died for us. He obeyed the fullness of the law. He has become the end of the law, the culmination, the final satisfaction of the law. And for that matter, O Lord, you have conferred upon us your righteousness. We give you the praise for all that you've done for us, O Lord, and that by the gift of this righteousness, your word declared that we will reign in life. And we are reigning. We are reigning over circumstances. We are reigning over demonic activities. We are reigning over sicknesses and diseases. We are reigning in this life. We are the head and not the tail. We are reigning over any share of our lives. Shila ando kuulia ataya. And Father, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your engrafted word, your transforming word. You've opened our eyes, O Lord. And Father, we will indeed reign in righteousness. For we know who we are. We are not sinners. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We wear the garment of righteousness purchased by Christ Jesus. For us, when God looked down today, he see me as his saint, as his righteous one, because of what Christ has done for me. And I have purpose, and I'm determined, and I'm enabled by this grace to even live in righteousness to the glory of the name of the living God. We thank you, Lord, for this mighty gift. Beloved, let us pray and lift up others before the throne of grace. Pray for your church of God. Pray for the nations. Pray for your family. Pray for the sick. Pray for the needy. Pray for the afflicted. Just intercede somehow, some way. Anybody whose name comes to mind, whose thought comes to mind, please lift that person before the Lord. Bring them before the God of Mount Zion, the God who delivers and the God who restores. Shall we begin to pray? Father, I pray for every member of Mount Zion, God. I pray that your grace will multiply upon them. I pray that this gift of righteousness will be meaningful in their lives, God. I pray that they will be enabled, as Christ has done for us, to walk in righteousness, so that all these benefits of righteousness that we have studied this morning shall become their portion. If any be sick, I speak healing into their lives. If any be afflicted, I speak deliverance into their lives. If any is wandering in any difficulty, they have come to a crossroad. Father, I pray that the angel of the Lord will deliver them. May you, O God, prepare us for our meeting tomorrow, even at PRWC Atomic at 6 a.m. sharp. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that our meeting tomorrow, God, through that meeting you meet people at the point of their need. Father, I pray for the Church of Pentecost as our leaders are having their heads meeting. Father, we have heard what you are doing at that meeting. We pray, O God, that you reign, Lord, and cause your church to become a reigning church. Even as you've given us a team for this year, I will build my church. We pray that you will build your church. You will equip us, members of the bodies of Christ, that we know our responsibility as believers, and we go out there and possess the nation for you. Father, we thank you for the life of our chairman, Apostle Nyamiche, and all the executives, and all the heads, and all that good work you are using them for. We pray that your grace will multiply unto them. Your mercies will preserve them, O God. You will hide them under your pavilion, and no weapon fashioned against them will prosper. May you use them mightily, O God, and that this bold team of possessing the nation, may you oil them, O God, and use them to lead us and rekindle the church and bring revival and renewal in your church. And let your church move into the nation, the streets, the corners, the communities, and preach Christ, and show the character of Christ, and bring Christ to the communities. We want to pray, oh God, for my pastor, Pastor Obobi, and the wife, Mama Coco, and the family. I pray that your grace will multiply upon them, lifting my associate pastors, presiding elders, and leaders of my church unto you. I pray for every member of PRW's Atomic that grace and mercy will find them, and the Lord will meet everybody at the point of their need. Oh God, I pray that you will stir their heart so that they can take advantage of what is happening in their home grounds, which many people are benefiting. And some people don't even know what is happening. May you have mercy on them and open their eyes to what you are doing on Mount Zion. Father, we pray for the sick, we pray for the needy, we pray for the afflicted. Father, we pray that this morning you will dispatch healing angels to every hospital across the nations of the world, O God. And Father, bring healing and deliverance and salvation to many that are afflicted. We pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, for the nation Ghana. Yesterday our budget was read. Father, budget may be figures. It calls for your intervention to translate these figures into reality. We pray that you have mercy upon this government, O Lord, and you help them that their good intention will come to pass, O Lord. We pray that you secure our roads. There are a lot of accidents these days, O Lord. May you secure the roads of Ghana and the roads everywhere. May you secure the life of people from unnecessary accidents and death, O God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for children across the nations of the world, O God, that, Lord, you will remember children and preserve them and protect them from the evil one today. We commit our families unto your hands, committing our wives, our children, our husbands, our siblings, O God, our parents, O Lord, bringing everybody under your grace and your mercy, that, Lord God, you will be merciful and you will be gracious unto them. Pray for Reverend Teyua, that you will touch and heal him and restore him in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I declare, O God, your peace over this nation. I pray, O Lord, that anybody, O God, requiring your intervention anywhere in the world, may you, O Lord, appear. I pray for our members, O God, whose positions and appointments are tarrying. The Lord, you intervene, O God, and bring to pass that which you have purposed for them. Any need on anybody's heart, may you, Lord, accomplish it for them, even in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Beloved, the Lord said we should all pray for Mount Zion. Lift up your voice. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., we are meeting at PRW's Atomic, and we are also meeting on Facebook Live for those who are outside this location. We want to pray that the Lord will show himself strong and mighty in our midst tomorrow. And the Lord will wrap miracles, signs, and wonders and help the needy. The Lord will bring deliverance and restoration. Shall we pray for Mount Zion and pray for our meeting tomorrow? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Mount Zion is your own creation. Mount Zion is your own act. Mount Zion is your own place of deliverance, place of restoration. Mount Zion, it's your prayer time and your devotional time that you are using to burden an army for you in this end time. We pray that your power and your grace will increase. Grant us my grace on Mount Zion. My grace on Mount Zion. My grace on Mount Zion. As you did to the apostles, O God. We pray, O God, that our meeting shall be heavenly. Our meeting shall be full of your presence and your spirit and your power. We pray that Mount Zion shall be the solution center in across the nations of the world. That whoever connect with Mount Zion, come to Mount Zion, will meet you face to face and receive an encounter and receive solution and receive restoration and receive deliverance and receive, O God, your blessing. We pray and commit our meeting tomorrow into your hands. committing our guest speaker, Elder Sammy, into your hands. We pray, O God, that you will prepare him and use him mightily, O God. We pray that there will be deliverance. We pray that there will be restoration. We pray that there will be healing. And we pray that your people will return out of Zion with joy and with blessing, knowing that they have met the living God. We thank you for the leaders of Mount Zion. We thank you that your grace will continue to multiply upon them. Your protection will be double over them and their families, O Lord. And Lord, you grant them more wisdom and more grace, and more intelligence, and more zeal, and more passion, and more commitment and dedication to the cause of Mount Zion. May your name be praised, O Lord, for this has been a glorious day. Oh, we thank you for the gift of righteousness. And we thank you that we are reigning, O God, because of your righteousness. May your name be praised forever. We bless you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'm a child of God. Put your hand on your head before I confer the blessings upon you. Those of you listening to us across the nations of the world, if you have not received Christ Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, all these blessings we are sharing, the gift of righteousness, the abundant grace of God, the ability and the authority granted us to reign, cannot be your portion. You cannot reign in life if you are not connected with Christ, if you are not born into the royal family. Therefore, I give you the opportunity before I end this broadcast. You want to pray with me? Pray this simple prayer. And say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge I am a sinner and I desire your salvation. I therefore confess you as my Lord and personal Savior. I will live for you for the rest of my life. And I ask you to forgive me of all your sins. If you have prayed this prayer, beloved, you are born again. Find a good Bible-believing church and attend. If you are in a place where there is a Church of Pentecost, I recommend it to you. But aside of that, any good Bible-believing church will help you. And introduce yourself to them that you have received Christ as a Lord and personal Savior. And they will help you to grow in the Lord. I pray for you that may the Lord establish you in Christ. And may he make you a true son of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now put your hand on your head as you receive the blessing. May the Lord bless and increase you. May this cloak and this cloth and this garment of righteousness that he has put on you on account of Jesus Christ begin to manifest the acts of righteousness, begin to live righteously, and begin to experience all the benefits of righteousness that the Lord has shared with us. As you step out today, I decree your blessings. I decree the favor of the Lord upon you. I decree that you'll be the head and not the tail. You will possess the nations. You will overcome all. You will reign in life in every territory of your life. Whatever you have lost may be restored unto you. Wherever the enemy has damaged you, may you receive deliverance. May the Lord God Almighty, the God of all righteousness, be your God. May he shine, cause his face to shine upon you. May he make you the head and not the tail. May you prosper in every area of your life. May he build a hedge over you and your family. May this day be a blessed day. May this day be a glorious day. May this day be a favorable day. May this day be a day that the Lord has made. May you rejoice in this day because of his favor and his grace. I declare you blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.